Such transcendental absorption is known as samadhi. A pure devotee who is always thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the person qualified to see the Lord. One cannot speak of Urugaya, the Lord who is glorified in sublime prayers, unless one is transcendentally elevated. The Lord has innumerable forms, as Brahma Samhita confirms, Advaitam Achyutam Anadim Ananta Rupam. The Lord expands Himself in innumerable Swamsha forms. When a devotee, hearing about these innumerable forms, becomes attached to one and always thinks of him, the Lord appears to him in that form. Lord Krishna is specially pleasing to devotees for whom he is always present in the heart because of their highly elevated transcendental love. So, after mentioning the reason, Prabhupada is, like Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he is quoting this verse from Bhagavatam, wherein says that Lord says that I am always dwell in the vision and hearing of my pure devotees. So, is another verse, you know, Naham Tishtami Vaikunthe, Yoginam Hradeyeshuva, Tatra Tishtami Narad Yatra Gayanti Mad Bhakta, like, you know, wherever devotees are chanting with love and devotion, Lord says, I stay there. So, as Advaita Acharya, with his prayers, he brought Lord Chaitanya in this world. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada, carrying Krishna in his heart, he came to West, rather he traveled all over the world, and established Vrindavan, Dwarka, Mayapur, at all these places. That is the power of pure devotee. Advaita Acharya just, you know, yes, brought Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to, you know, on the earth planet. Lord Chaitanya appeared, he toured, you know, South India, just, you know, part of India, and, you know, came back. But it was Srila Prabhupada who, you know, with the instruction of his spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, took Lord Chaitanya throughout the world. And, you know, New Dwarka, this is a historic place because sitting here, you know, he gave this you know, translations and purports to Chaitanya Charitamrita, and devotees tirelessly, you know, in the span of few months, you know, made these books come out. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur had to struggle for months to get a copy of Chaitanya Charitamrita. But because of Srila Prabhupada's causeless mercy and devotees' love for Srila Prabhupada, which, you know, made this very, very difficult work of, you know, publishing possible in such a record-breaking span. We are now having, you know, CCs, you know, like, you just call, you know, Bhrugupati Pru, and then, you know, you will get, you know, whatever CCs you want. It is like that. Rather, devotees are going out and giving this, for which pure devotee had to struggle for months. So just see our fortune. So how to reciprocate? Just by appreciating that and sticking to the process given by Srila Prabhupada. Ye shlokera artha kahi sakshepera sara bhaktera ichchaya krishnera sarva avatara. The essence of the meaning of this verse is that Lord Krishna appears in all his innumerable eternal forms because of the desires of his pure devotees. Chaturtha shlokera artha haila sunichete avatirna haila gaura prema prakashite. Thus I have surely determined the meaning of the fourth verse. Lord Chaitanya appeared as an incarnation to preach unalloyed love of God. Shri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Yara Asha Chaitanya Charitamrita Kahe Krishna Dasa. Praying at the lotus feet of Shri Rupa and Shri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishna Das, narrate Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita following in their footsteps. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purports to the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, describing the causes of the descent of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai, chapter 4. In this chapter of the epic Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami has stressed that Lord Chaitanya appeared for three principal purposes of his own. The first purpose was to relish the position of Srimati Radharani, who is the prime reciprocator of the transcendental love of Sri Krishna. Lord Krishna is the reservoir of transcendental loving transactions with Srimati Radharani. The subject of those loving transactions is the Lord Himself, and Radharani is the object. Thus, the subject of the Lord wanted to relish the loving mellow in the position of the object, Radharani. The second reason for his appearance was to understand the transcendental mellow of himself. Lord Krishna is all sweetness. Radharani's attraction for Krishna is sublime. And to experience that attraction and understand the transcendental sweetness of himself, he accepted the mentality of Srimati Radharani. The third reason that Lord Chaitanya appeared was to enjoy the bliss tasted by Radharani. The Lord thought that undoubtedly Radharani enjoyed his company and he enjoyed the company of Radharani. But the exchange of transcendental mellow between the spiritual couple was more pleasing to Srimati Radharani than to Sri Krishna. Radharani felt more transcendental pleasure in the company of Krishna than he could understand without taking her position. But for Sri Krishna to enjoy in the position of Srimati Radharani was impossible because that position was completely foreign to him. Krishna is transcendental male and Radharani is transcendental female. Therefore, to know the transcendental pleasure of loving Krishna, Lord Krishna himself appeared as Lord Chaitanya, accepting the emotions and bodily lustre of Srimati Radharani. Lord Chaitanya appeared to fulfill these confidential desires and also to preach the special significance of chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, and to answer the call of Advaita Prabhu. These were secondary reasons. Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami was the principal figure among Lord Chaitanya's confidential devotees. The records of his diary have revealed these confidential purposes of the Lord. These revelations have been confirmed by the statements of Sri Rupa Goswami in his various prayers and poems. This chapter also specifically describes the difference between lust and love. The transaction of Krishna and Radha are completely different from material lust. Therefore, the author has very clearly distinguished between them. So, last chapter we saw three reasons, external reasons why Lord Chaitanya came. First, because Advaita Acharya called. Second, it was time for Yuga Avatar, and third, to give the Yuga Dharma, chanting holy names. And in this chapter, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is describing three internal reasons, like Prabhupada has said. First, Krishna wanted to understand the transcendental position and love experienced by Srimati Radharani. He wanted to understand what is in him that attracts her the most. And third, to experience that transcendental pleasure that she derives. Sri Chaitanya Prasadena Tadrupasya Vinir Nayam Balopi Kurute Shastram Drishtva Vraja Vilas Sinaha. By the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, even a foolish child can fully describe the real nature of Lord Krishna, the enjoyer of the pastimes of Raja, according to the version of revealed scriptures. Purport. One can ascertain the meaning of this Sanskrit shloka only when one is endowed with the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Sri Krishna, being the absolute personality of Godhead, cannot be exposed to the mundane instruments of vision. He reserves the right not to be exposed by the intellectual feats of non-devotees. Notwithstanding this truth, even a small child can easily understand Lord Sri Krishna and his transcendental pastimes in the land of Vrindavan by the grace of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Many times, you know, many atheistic people, they give this argument, you know, show me God, right? So, if I say, you know, show me Bill Gates or show me, you know, Elon Musk, you know, they'll not come in front of me. Why they should, you know? So then what to speak of Lord? Lord Krishna, you know? So it's a beautiful statement. Prabhupada says that, you know. He reserves the right not to be exposed by the intellectual feats of non-devotees. You know? That's just one statement Prabhupada writes is, you know, kind of $1 million, you know. So if somebody really argues that, you know, show me God, have you seen God, you know, we can just open this purport and say, yeah, what right do you have to, you know, ask for this? So, but the same Lord, even a child can understand him by the grace of Lord Chaitanya, you know. So, there was this pastime wherein Srila Prabhupada was sitting with some Vedantist in Vrindavan. So, Prabhupada asked them, who is Supreme Personality of Godhead? And they said, oh, Swamiji, you know, it's very hard to describe this, that, and, you know, they were speaking all kind of, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Prabhupada called, you know, this small, you know, Saraswati, she said, you know, who is Supreme Personality of God? And he said, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Prabhupada gave him, gave her prasad, and he said, she, just a small child also can understand, you know, provided, you know, there is again, you know, that we are, we get this mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And how to get mercy of Lord Chaitanya? You know, so many devotees again and again describe this, by getting mercy of Lord Nityananda. And how to get mercy of Lord Nityananda? By getting mercy of Srila Prabhupada, and that's by preaching this message. You know, and devotee was mentioning, by getting the mercy of Jagai Madai, we can get mercy of Lord Nityananda. You know, meaning by sharing this knowledge to whoever we meet, we can get this Lord's mercy. You know. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glory to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glory to Lord Nityananda. All glory to Sri Advaita Acharya. And all glory to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. That also means no glory to me. You know. So whenever we think that, oh, because of me things are happening, we can remember this verse, and it's all happening because of Lord's causeless mercy actually and devotees' blessings, you know. Chaturtha shlokera artha kaila vivarana panchama shlokera artha shuna bhakta gana. I have described the meaning of the fourth verse. Now, O devotees, kindly hear the explanation of the fifth verse. So by the way, these verses are from the first chapter. So if we go back, the fourth verse was about Anarpita Charim Chirat, you know. So the last chapter was about that. And now this verse is about Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikrutir Ladini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Api Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhedam Gatau Tau Chaitanyakham Prakatam Adbhuta Tad Dvayam Chaikyamaptam Radha Bhava Jyoti Suvalilita Naomi Krishna Swarupam. So this chapter is explanation of this verse, fifth verse. Mula shlokera artha karite prakasha artha lagite age kahiye abhasa. Just to explain the original verse, I shall first suggest its meaning. चतुर्थ श्लोकेर अर्थ एई कैलासार प्रेम नाम प्रचारिते एई अवतार. I have given the essential meaning of the fourth verse. This incarnation descends to propagate the chanting of the holy name and spread love of God. Satyayai hetu kintu iho bahiranga areka hetu suna ache antaranga. Although this is true, this is but the external reason for the Lord's incarnation. Please hear one other reason, the confidential reason for Lord's appearance. In the third chapter, fourth verse, it has been clearly said that Lord Chaitanya appeared to distribute love of Krishna and the chanting of his transcendental holy names, Hare Krishna. That was the secondary purpose of Lord Chaitanya's appearance. The real reason is different, as we shall see in this chapter. It is said, you know, Bhagavad Gita is Lord Krishna's words, Bhagavatam is Krishna's deeds, and Chaitanya Charitamrit is Krishna's mind. So, many times, other religious practices, they don't know even how Lord, looks or, what he does. By the mercy of Acharyas, we can even know the mind of Lord. Not only what he does, but even his, what he thinks. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is now going to reveal that. पूर्वेन पृथ्वीर भार हरिबारे कृष्ण अवतारिन हैल शास्त्रेर प्रचारे. द स्क्रिप्चर्स प्रोक्लेम दैट लॉर्ड कृष्णा प्रीवियसली डिसेंडेड टू टेक अवे द बर्डन ऑफ द अर्थ परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृताम धर्म संस्थापनार्थाय संभवामि युगे युगे. स्वयं भगवानेर कर्मनाय भार हरेन स्थितिकर्ता विष्णु Karena jagat palena. To take away this burden, however, is not the work of Supreme Personality of Godhead. The maintainer, Lord Vishnu, is the one who protects this universe. Kintu Krishnera yehi haya avatar kal bharaharena kala tate haila misal. But the time to lift the burden of the world mixed with the time of Lord Krishna's incarnations. We have information from Bhagavad Gita that the Lord appears at particular intervals to adjust a time-worn spiritual culture. Lord Sri Krishna appeared at the end of Dwapar Yuga to regenerate the spiritual culture of human society and also to manifest his transcendental pastimes. Vishnu is the authorized Lord who maintains the created cosmos, and is also the principal deity who makes adjustments for the improper administration in the cosmic creation. Sri Krishna is the primeval Lord, and he appears not to make such administrative adjustment, but only to exhibit his transcendental pastimes, and thus attract the fallen souls back home, back to Godhead. However, the time for administrative rectification and the time for Lord Sri Krishna's appearance coincided at the end of last Dwapar Yuga. Therefore, when Sri Krishna appeared, Vishnu, the Lord of Maintenance, also merged in him, because all the planetary portions and parts of the Absolute Personality of Godhead merged in him during his appearance. So we know there is this Shyam Sundar Krishna and Mathura, what they call it, like Krishna's another form, like the one Shyam Sundar form, he never leaves Vrindavan, but the other one, which is which has even the Vasudeva Krishna, yes, thank you, he goes to Dwarka and does all this killing business, So, the purport Prabhupada is mentioning the same thing. Though Krishna is not, bound to do this, Krishna does it because anyway it was coinciding with the appearance of his appearance. ಪೂರ್ಣ ಭಗವಾನ ಅವತಾರೇ ಈ ಕಾಲೇ ಅರಸಬ ಅವತಾರ ತಾರೆ ಐ ಮೈ ಮೀಲೆ. ವೆನ್ ದ ಕಂಪ್ಲೀಟ್ ಸುಪ್ರೀಂ ಪರ್ಸನಾಲಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಗಾಡ್ ಹೆಡ್ ಡಿಸೆಂಡ್ಸ್, ಆಲ್ ಅದರ್ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಮೀಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ವಿತ್ ಹಿಮ್. ನಾರಾಯಣ ಚತುರ್ವ್ಯೂಹ ಮತ್ಸ್ಯಾದಿ ಅವತಾರ ಯುಗ ಮನ್ವಂತರಾವತಾರ ಯತ ಆಚೆಯಾರ ಸಭೆ ಐಸೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಅಂಗೆ ಹಯ ಅವತೀರ್ಣ ಐಚೆ ಅವತಾರೆ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಭಗವಾನ ಪೂರ್ಣ. ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ನಾರಾಯಣ್ ದ ಫೋರ್ ಪ್ರೈಮರಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪಾನ್ಷನ್ ವಾಸುದೇವ್ ಸಂಕರ್ಷನ್ ಪ್ರದ್ಯುಮ್ನ ಅಂಡ್ ಅನಿರುದ್ಧ ಮತ್ಸ್ಯ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಅದರ್ ಲೀಲಾ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್ಸ್ ದ ಯುಗಾವತಾರಾಸ್ ದ ಮನ್ವಂತರ ಇನ್ಕಾರ್ನೇಷನ್ಸ್ and as many other incarnation as there are, all descends in the body of Lord Krishna. In this way, the complete supreme Godhead, Lord Krishna himself, appears. So we'll stop here. From tomorrow, like, you know, devotees can continue this. Okay. Grantha Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Shri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami ki jai. The most magnificent incarnation Lord Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premananda.